Praise 100.9, 92.7. It's time to go in the trenches with Wes Bryant. I'm stuttering because I got to eat some humble pie today. Wes?
Hey, Melanie, what's going on, Queen City? And hey, a sad day in Charlotte right now. The Panther season came to a premature end, maybe earlier than some would have expected or wanted, but they lost to the San Francisco 49ers 23-10. Cam Newton and the offense did not have their greatest day as the 49ers kept him in check, intercepting him 2 times, sacking him 5 times, and stopping the Panthers twice on the 1-yard line during the first half. As I said, Cam Newton, 267 yards passing, 54 yards rushing, but the Panthers only found the end zone 1 time, a 31-yard touchdown pass from Cam Newton to Steve Smith. It was a terrible ending to a great season, Cam Newton would say. And hey, the offense just playoff football. You have to get it done when you get chances to score. They ran 8 plays inside of the San Francisco 10-yard line during the game and could not come up with points. San Francisco quarterback Colin Kaepernick had 196 yards passing. Anquan Boldin had 136 yards receiving. And Frank Gore had 84 yards for the 49ers, who will now visit the Seattle Seahawks next Sunday in the NFC Championship game, looking to get back to the Super Bowl for the second straight season. Now, the Panthers offseason are looking to build on the foundation they've laid this year, and they will have some uncertainty that they will need to re-sign stars such as Greg Hardy, Brandon LaFell, and Captain Munnerlin. So they will need to get those guys done, especially Greg Hardy, who was a key part of their game plans. 8 sacks over the last 3 games. He's one of the best young pass rushers in football. They would definitely want to get him locked up this offseason. The rest of the championship Sunday will be the aforementioned 49ers and Seahawks, while the AFC championship game will be a matchup of two of the greatest quarterbacks of our generation. Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos will face Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. So it should be a big-time championship Sunday, one of the best in quite some time, as you have the number 1 and 2 seeds in the AFC and two of the best quarterbacks ever and two of the best young quarterbacks in the game and two of the best defenses in football in the 49ers and the Seahawks. So it should be a great Sunday of football. The Bobcats, they are reeling, as I said, on Friday. I can't think of a better word to describe it. They cannot get the winning ways back on. They are now 1 for their last 9. They dropped a pair over the weekend, losing to Minnesota on Friday and Chicago on Saturday. They face a week ahead that includes the New York Knicks, the Orlando Magic, the Philadelphia 76ers, and will end with the Miami Heat. So a couple of winnable games in there. We'll see if the Bobcats can muster up a few victories this week to try to get some winning feeling back in that locker room. And quick note, as we close out college basketball, strange occurrence this weekend. North Carolina, NC State, and Duke all lost on Saturday, and that was the first time that that happened since March 8, 1986 in the ACC tournament quarterfinal. So that was a crazy day in college basketball here in the Carolinas. And Melanie, this has been another edition of In the Trenches with Wes Bryant, and you can always catch me on Twitter at Wes Bryant Live, where we get all the way live. And Melanie, you know, I have to get a quick shot in. I'm definitely excited that my 49ers came through and took care of business.
That's what I have to say to that. I'm going to have to wipe my mic off. Congratulations, Wes. I won't be a sore loser. It's a tough week in Carolina, but we're Carolina strong, and I'm sure at least some of those teams will come back next week. We'll check in with you on Friday to see what's going on for the weekend. It's In the Trenches with Wes Bryant right here on Praise.